trapping.
Nothing but a trapping. As plain as it can be, they thought of you and me.
That is the voice of a very young Leslie Caron, a legendary French actress, actually French-American actress. She was the star of a number of classical films like American in Paris opposite Gene Kelly, Daddy Long Legs with Fred Astaire, Gigi. She was in Father Goose with Cary Grant. That's her singing from the movie Gigi. And one of the other songs in that movie gave its name as the title of her new memoir, Thank Heaven. Leslie Caron, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
I wouldn't even begin to try and list off the movies that people know you for. I mean, movies I grew up watching and just over and over and over. I mean, Father Goose with Cary Grant, and of course your debut with Gene Kelly in An American in Paris.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, out of all of the movies that you've been in, why'd you choose Thank Heaven as the title of your book? I mean, you've kind of gone in a whole bunch of different ways. How come that one?
I could have done Our Love Is Here to Stay,
yeah,
or what?
You should have said a half American in Paris.
yeah. I don't know. It just seemed appropriate. It is my favorite film. I enjoyed the character very much. As a matter of fact, I'm the one who submitted the idea to the producer.
After playing it on stage?
No, before. Audrey Hepburn was playing it on Broadway.
Right.
And the producer who brought me to Hollywood, Arthur Freed, asked me, is there another film that you would like to do? I'd like to do a second film with you. And because he thought I looked too down at heel in Lily. And so I said, what about Gigi? And he thought that was a good idea. He said, I'll get back to you on that. And it took him about a year and a half to get the rights and to get first version written. And there was censorship problems at first. Well, it is the education of a cocotte. And Hollywood was very Puritan in those years. So I think this is why it was made into a musical rather than a plain comedy.
Is it true that Audrey Hepburn really wanted the film role?
Of course. She came with Mel Ferrer and asked Arthur Freed if she could do the film. And Arthur said, well, no, I'm sorry, but the film is being made with Leslie. But if you want to make a musical, hold on. And he called, hello, 20th Century Fox, can I speak to Fred Astaire? And he said, Fred, I've got the partner for you.
In Funny
Face. Funny Face.
Yeah.
And this is how that was done.
I was really struck in reading your book, which you wrote. I mean, you're a writer in and of your own accord, and you wrote the book entirely on your own. And I was struck by how much like an intimate conversation it sounds, as though I sat down and over a period of hours, you told me everything that you remembered about your life. I mean, is that pretty much what the writing process was like for you?
That's exactly how it went. There are moments when I felt like blushing because
You're very candid.
Yes, I'm very candid, and it's like speaking to a very intimate friend. And I think, oh, my God, it's going to get into the hands of maybe thousands of people.
If not more.
And they really are going to know everything about me. And that worried me quite a bit. But when I met Tennessee Williams, the first thing that happened is that he read us the latest letter from his mother. And it was so candid and so private. And I thought, my goodness, how can anyone read to, you know, people who have freshly landed in their house this private letter? It was a lesson in being open and sharing everything. And John Gielgud once said in front of me, actors are so wrong, they always want to show the better side of them. And if they knew, it's so much more interesting if they show their flaws.
I found the early parts of the book some of the most fascinating for me because you were raised in a relatively luxurious younger childhood. Your grandparents had fabulous parties at their estate. And then the war came. They lost everything. And you endured incredible privation in Paris during the German occupation.
Yeah.
And right out of that, pulled right out of it, out of the ballet corps, straight to Hollywood to appear in American Paris with Gene Kelly.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, talk about your Hollywood story.
Well, day to day, it all seemed natural to this little girl.
Really? Even when you left your life in Paris and went to Hollywood, that didn't seem like you weren't overwhelmed?
No. Oh, no, no. In the contrary, to me, it was duress coming to Hollywood. because you've got to remember I couldn't speak English. I didn't know anyone. The hardest thing was to get used to a country which had Kleenex, which had chocolate bars, which had full meals, enough to eat, and all that wealth after the duress of the war. You've got to remember, during the war, the water was turned off from 9:30 till about 5 in the afternoon, and then on for half an hour, something like that. And you had to quickly try to wash in one little wash basin, cold water. I mean, all those things accumulated. And arriving in Hollywood, where you could take a shower at 10 o'clock if you wanted, was something magnificent, but it took some getting used to it.
You know,
and I was extremely, I didn't trust anyone. All those kind people, that can't be true. I was suspicious. I was almost paranoid at first.
Well, you can understand from where you were in France and in Paris with all the things going on and the Germans trying to have that kind of society where you all suspect each other and this person's a collaborator and this person isn't. I mean, that's totally understandable.
And the duress, the hardship in Paris during the war made people mean to each other. I saw every single day in the subway men beating up women, women beating up children. There was a lot of violence. You couldn't ask the time of day. You couldn't ask where such a street is. People would insult you and almost kick you, you know.
Well, it must have seemed incredible to leave that, come to Hollywood and do a film about Paris. That is just, it's like fantasy land in a certain way.
Yes, yes, it was.
Leslie Caron, Oscar-nominated actress, appeared in well over 40 films, most of them iconic. Her new memoir is called Thank Heaven. Thanks so much for coming in.